Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you catch the last verse of the reading? Paul writes about submitting to one another. Submitting? What is Paul talking about? What does he mean? To submit to others goes against some of our natural tendencies. There is the inclination to promote oneself, gain glory for oneself, to carve out an empire, so to speak, for oneself. Certainly the world encourages us to do this and bestows fame and adulation on those who are successful in doing so. Is Paul serious when he writes about submitting to one another? The answer to that question, of course, is yes. Paul sets forth this subjecting of oneself as a general directive for all Christians. No believer or special group of believers is exempt from his guideline. Further, the apostle states that we are to submit to one another as spiritual brothers and sisters out of reverence for Christ. A better, more literal translation would be out of fear of Christ. This is Christ's will for our lives. It is not an option. Going counter to Christ's will could result in necessary discipline from the Lord. So we will want to heed Paul's words. Other passages in Scripture echo what Paul writes in our text and define for us what this submitting is. In Matthew chapter 20, Jesus says, "But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave." Paul writes in Philippians 2, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." In Galatians 5, Paul states, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." We see what this submitting to one another is. It involves having a servant attitude. We regard the other person not as someone we can lord it over or conquer or who can serve us, but as someone we can serve. We are not out to promote and gain for ourselves, but to help others. Submitting to one another means actually taking on and carrying through with this servant role. Luther captured well this biblical truth with his famous words in the Treatise on Christian Liberty. "A Christian is a perfectly free lord of all, subject to none. A Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant of all, subject to all." Far from being contradictory, Luther explains, these statements are complementary. In essence, they both come from the Apostle Paul, who writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all." How can we, inclined by nature not to be subject to anyone, be servants to one another? This is possible because of Christ, the greatest servant. He, as Paul declares in Philippians, "though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men." To use Christ's own words, he came not to be served, but to serve. He whose servant role was foretold by the prophet Isaiah, throughout his earthly ministry, served others in their physical and spiritual needs. His ultimate act of service was, as the holy substitute for the corrupt human race, to give his life as a ransom for many, indeed for the whole world. With his suffering and death on a cross, he made full payment for the sins of every person. This Christ who laid down his life for us took up his life again. He, the living triumphant Savior, has brought us to faith in himself, and he preserves us in this faith through his word and sacrament. Through faith in Christ, we have the blessings of salvation, including the forgiveness of our sins, peace with God, and everlasting life. We also, as those who already enjoy salvation, have Christ's power to amend our sinful lives and to live in accordance with his will. The Bible says, "And he, Christ, died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again." Living for Christ means living for our fellow human beings, and especially one another, we who are brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thus, according to our regenerate self, united with Jesus Christ in faith, we can overcome the inclinations of our sinful nature to a wrong kind of pride, to self-exaltation, and to domination of others. We can submit, and we can submit joyfully, willingly to one another, seeking each other's welfare. We do this out of agape love, the highest fruit of faith. This is the love which moved God the Father to send his Son to be the Savior of the world. This is the love which Christ demonstrated throughout his earthly ministry. When we have agape love, we will have a genuine concern for the other person, comprehend what his need or problem is, think of a way to help him, and then put that plan into action. God grant that we may keep on submitting to one another, that is, serving each other humbly in love. If you have or will have a position of responsibility and influence, use that position not for your own glory, but simply to help others. With regard to those of us who hold or will hold the office of pastor, certainly a position of responsibility and influence, we remember that we are to be ministers and not lords of the word and sacraments. We recall the advice of the Apostle Peter: do not be domineering over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. As usual, Luther summed up in admirable fashion the truth of Scripture. In a sermon delivered in 1534, he stated, "He who wants to be a minister should strive with his whole heart to seek only the glory of God and the improvement of his neighbor." 3 years later, he preached in another sermon, "My office and that of every preacher and minister does not consist in any sort of lordship, but in serving all of you, so that you learn to know God, become baptized, have the true word of God, and finally are saved." When Paul writes in our text about submitting to one another, he is again addressing all believers. What a beautiful picture of harmony the apostle presents to us, with none lording it over the other, but each seeking the other's welfare. May we keep on serving one another humbly in love under our one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in his name. Amen.